Wales just pulled 270,000 BTC off the market, the biggest grab. Since 2013, CryptoQuant reported on April 16th that whale wallets have accumulated around 270,000 BTC over the past 30 days, the largest accumulation wave since 2013. The data was flagged by Wu Blockchain, citing CryptoQuant's on-chain tracking of large wallet cohorts. At the time of writing, BTC sits at 74,675, up 1.2% on the day and 5.2% over the past week. The fear and greed index reads 55, or neutral. That combination matters. Whales are buying hard while retail sentiment is flat. What CryptoQuant is actually measuring? The 270,000 BTC figure refers to net accumulation by wallets. CryptoQuant classifies as whales, typically addresses holding over 1,000 BTC that are not labeled as exchange wallets. The methodology tracks balance changes across these cohorts over a rolling 30-day window, so the number captures wallets adding to positions rather than one-off transfers between known entities. A 270,000 BTC haul at current prices is worth roughly $20.2 billion. For context, spot Bitcoin ETFs have been absorbing around 30,000 to 50,000 BTC in their strongest monthly windows. So this wave outpaces recent ETF demand by a wide margin and suggests OTC desks and private buyers are moving alongside the public wrappers. Why 2013 is the comparison point? CryptoQuant pointed to 2013 as the last time whale accumulation ran at this pace. That year sits before the first major retail cycle peak and before Bitcoin had any meaningful institutional infrastructure. Accumulation then was driven by early holders and the small number of funds active in the space. The 2026 version looks different in composition but similar in scale. Today, the buyers include spot ETFs, corporate treasuries, and large individual holders. What makes the comparison striking is that back-to-back 30-day windows of this magnitude are rare in Bitcoin's history, and previous waves have coincided with multi-month price drift higher rather than immediate spikes. Quiet price, loud on-chain. The unusual part is the absence of euphoria. BTC is up 5.2% on the week, and sentiment sits at neutral. Under normal conditions, accumulation of this size would move price harder. The fact that it has not points to steady supply somewhere else in the market, most likely long-dormant coins or distribution from older whales who sold into the buying. This pattern matches earlier CryptoQuant data showing exchange inflows near 2020 lows, meaning coins are not landing on trading venues where they could be sold. When supply on exchanges shrinks while whale wallets fatten, the setup typically precedes periods of reduced liquidity rather than parabolic moves. For holders tracking the cycle, the signal is structural rather than short-term. A supply squeeze builds slowly, and the outcome depends on whether exchange balances keep falling or start refilling as prices test higher levels. What it means for holders and spenders. For users who hold BTC in self-custody wallets and spend it through cards, the data is a reminder that the coins being accumulated are coming out of circulation. Large holders do not typically spend from these positions, which tightens the pool of Bitcoin that actually moves through payment rails. If you are running a BTC spending strategy, the current setup favors keeping spending balances small and topping up from fresh purchases rather than drawing down a long-term position. That avoids converting accumulated coins into fiat during a period when supply is thinning, which is the exact behavior whales are currently avoiding. It is worth separating this signal from price prediction. Accumulation waves in 2018 and 2019 preceded both rallies and chop. What they reliably produce is reduced float, not guaranteed upside.